The Affordable Care Act marketplaces have led to new research on healthcare coverage and services. One study out this month looked at the concentration of hospitals and insurance plans in New York and California. The Innovation Trail's Brett Jaspers reports.
The research on hospitals is pretty clear. Fewer hospitals in a region means higher premiums. But the concentration of insurance plans available in a region didn't have the same impact on insurance prices, according to Sherry Gleed.
My name is Sherry Gleed, and I am the dean of the Wagner School of Public Service at New York University.
Gleed co-wrote a study in the journal Health Affairs that crunched the numbers, using each state's Obamacare marketplace. They found when New Yorkers had fewer options for plans, they paid more for health insurance. But for Californians, it was the opposite. Fewer options there led to lower insurance rates. Why? Well, in both states, insurance companies have to get their rates approved. But California goes a step further.
What California did in addition to what New York does is that it said not everybody gets to play in the marketplaces.
California limits the number of plans that can sell on its exchange, so insurance companies have to compete for those spots. This built-in competition, the researchers think, kept prices lower there. But that doesn't mean New York should change its ways.
There are also a number of people who believe it's important to just let anybody who wants to play, and that would be a fairer and perhaps more innovative insurance market.
A trade-off, she says. I'm Brett Jaspers for the Innovation Trail.